You're with Books and Arts Daily on RN with me, Daniel Browning. Coming up, Paris in photos 100 years ago.
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love
Paris. Don't you love it? Les Negres Vert with their version of the Cole Porter classic I Love Paris off the 1990 Red Hot and Blue compilation. This is Books and Arts Daily. You're on RN. It's fair to say that Paris is one of the most photographed cities in the world, but perhaps the man who captured it best, or at least the way it was Eugène Atget. He's been described as the father of modern photography. You mightn't know his name, but I bet you've seen his work. And while his images are fairly well known, the man himself remains a mystery. In fact, almost right up to his death in 1927, he was relatively unknown. Eugène Atget lived and worked mostly in Paris, and now there's an exhibition using Eugène Atget Old Paris at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, and it features about 200 of his photographs. And they were printed onto glass plate negatives. They weren't exposed in a dark room, but in the sunlight. I think you get the picture. Atget was old school. He used to walk around Paris with his bellows camera and tripod, and he searched out darkened alleys, courtyards, markets, shop windows, door knockers even, anything that caught his eye. I'm with Judy Anir, who's the Senior Curator of Photography at the Art Gallery of New South Wales.
Eugène Atget is still something of a mystery. So even though we have the record of his life and the record of people who knew him for most of his life, as well as people like Man Ray and Bernice Abbott, American expatriates who lived in Paris in the 1920s, who also knew Atget before he died, he remains a tantalisingly enigmatic, somewhat out of time character, which makes him, of course, all the more interesting. But he came late to photography. He initially trained as an actor. He started photographing in his 30s. He had a particular way of photographing. He never updated, so he never changed his style throughout the period of his work. He sold to individuals, including artists like Utrillo and Braque, and as well as Man Ray. But he also sold to institutions and libraries, and that's where the bulk of this collection comes from. It comes from the Musée Carnavalet in Paris, which is the museum of the city of Paris. And they bought from Atget because they were interested in street scenes, in street peddlers, door knockers, ornaments, interiors, particular things to do with the city of Paris. The thing about Atget was, for all of his enigmatic aspects, the kind of people he encountered, particularly Bernice Abbott, were so fascinated by his work that they promoted him after he died, both to the avant-garde and elsewhere in Europe, as well as taking his work back to America, where he really quite deeply influenced all sorts of young American photographers like Walker Evans, Ansel Adams. So because of that, he's considered as someone who really influenced the trajectory of documentary photography in the 20th century.
We're standing in front of what is, I guess, a signature image of Atget, one that I've certainly seen before. Can you tell us about this image?
It's called Boulevard de Strasbourg. So it's a shop window on this particular street in Paris. Now, Musée Carnavalet was not interested in window displays at all, interestingly enough, but Man Ray and the Surrealists certainly were. And Man Ray bought a number of these window displays, which Atget photographed in the 1910s and 20s. Now, you can read this image on a number of interesting levels. It happens to be a favourite of our marketing department, because they see it as just being frothy and evocative and very feminine. What it is you can see the beautiful typography at the top of the frame, which says corsets, and then inside the window and also outside the window, there are headless female torsos wearing the corsets of the day. Now, for a surrealist like Man Ray, that is a perfect image in terms of, you know, semi-naked, headless women available for sale. And again, you could say, well, it's a kind of sadist's erotic fantasy as well, because there's something deeply perverse about this. But also it's a comment on the nature of merchandising. So in one single image, you get a whole lot of things going on, whether aesthetically, imaginatively, in terms of politics and society. There's a lot of things going on in that image.
Of course, Atje, we'll walk around perhaps. Atje did sell in his life, as you said, to the Musée Carnavalet, also to the Victoria and Albert Museum. So he wasn't completely unknown in his life, but he wasn't part of a movement.
No, he wasn't part of a movement at all. He really sat outside of time, because really when he started photographing in the late 19th century, Kodak had produced their first box camera. By the turn of the century, the box brownie was on the market. Roll film basically had replaced glass plates. The medium was becoming more and more egalitarian. You know, anyone could do it. But Atje stuck to his big old camera, which would have weighed about 20 kilos, and you can see his reflection and the reflection of his camera in a number of the glass windows that he photographed that are in this exhibition, and the glass plates, which he would prepare, and 18 by 24 centimetres, he'd prepare them, he'd take them out with him. So the whole kit and caboodle would have weighed a lot, and he'd go off to particular parts of Paris that he wanted to photograph. And then he would have to take the camera and the plates back to his home. And he didn't print in the dark room. He printed out in sunlight. So if you think about, is Paris a particularly sunny city? Someone asked me, well, how long does it take to print out in sunlight? Because, you know, you take your glass plate, you put albumen paper over that's cut to fit the glass plate, and then you put it out in the sun. Well, it depends, you know. It depends, is it how sunny is the day? Is it a sunny winter day or a sunny summer day? Maybe it might take 30 minutes. Maybe it might take less. Maybe it might take longer. So it's really inexact. And then he would tone his photographs, usually with gold. You know, and the ones that have been really well preserved had this beautiful, rich density to them. But, you know, it was inexact. And when you consider he produced 30,000 prints in his lifetime, that's a lot of printing.
I remember as a 10-year-old boy reading an article about Atje in my mother's Reader's Digest. But the images weren't of old Paris. The images were of... They were rural scenes that... Possibly on the outskirts of Paris, and I've admired him ever since. What do you think it is that he has in terms of documentary photography? People make a lot of the fact that he was documenting, you know, places that were to be demolished, but a lot of these places have not been demolished. I mean, they would have changed, certainly.
It's true. He, on the one hand, Atje was photographing in Paris at the tail end of a massive modernisation process that must have seemed endless and relentless, but and which began in the 1850s and 60s. But the interesting thing about that process, which was turning Paris from a medieval city into something that was more modern and more hygienic, if you like. And yes, the boulevards were carved through all the old quarters. But, you know, within those areas, much of old Paris remained and continues to remain. If Atje knew something was going to go, then he would notate his photographs. And it's certainly true that if you're familiar with Paris, you know, or if you Google Earth, you put in an address, because most of the photographs have an address on them, you'll find the same buildings there. So But the tail end of that modernisation process meant that you got people, of course, talking about what was happening to the city and whether, in fact, you know, how far they wanted this modernisation process to go. So famous writers like Victor Hugo and Balzac and so on, as well as photographers like Atje, were very, you know, aware of what was going on. Clearly, I mean, I think there's speculation, but Bernice Abbott certainly believed it was true that Atje's theatrical training certainly influenced the way in which he composed his pictures and then how he related to the people he did include in his pictures. And you can see when you look at photographs of people that he took in the zone, which was where the really poor people lived, you know, the rag pickers and so on. There's a real engagement with those people, and they were clearly not unhappy about being photographed. And you can say the same for the street peddlers that he photographed around the turn of the 20th century, that, you know, they're not just standing there as types. They clearly were happy to be photographed, and they would have had to stand still to five to 10 seconds while Atje, you know, opened the shutter and exposed the plate and so on. So there's really, you know, there's so many wonderful things that you can look at in this exhibition, whether it's the interiors, the gardens. And he didn't just photograph the gardens empty. He photographed children in the gardens and people selling things in the gardens. And the streets, you know, you have people looking out windows and there's all sorts of wonderful anecdotal detail in the images.
This is Books and Arts Daily. I'm with Judy Anear, the curator of photography at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, and we're in an exhibition called Old Paris. Let's move through and have a look at that that case with those bound volumes, which are bound by Atje's own hand. On one of the bills, Atje's, I guess, job description or auteur editeur.
Yes. Yes, it's interesting how he described himself, author-editor, very much in terms of publishing. And early on in his life, he had published a magazine called Le Flaneur, and which included his drawings and satirical sketches and so on. So even though he didn't say much, he was obviously very up to the moment in terms of what was going on around him, regardless of when he was an actor or as he was a photographer. He was very interested in the politics of the time, and he's described as a socialist, you know, someone who's very conscious of social situations, the social and political situations in Paris. But he wasn't a card-carrying kind, you know, he wasn't a joiner, he was a loner.
People make a lot of the fact that Atje's photographs, they're depopulated. People do appear sometimes as wraith-like, you know, disappearing figures, just traces. But he does photograph people, as you say. But some of the best photographs, there's no sign. I think Walter Benjamin actually said that Atje's photographs are a bit like a crime scene.
Yes. Yes, they are, because, I mean, even if you look at the gardens, these photographs are statues photographed in winter, and you could imagine a body, you know, at the base or behind the pedestals. But equally, you know, under the bridges, in the photographs of the Seine, these empty cavities, again, you know, there's these wonderful evocative spaces that where anything could happen. So, you know, Atje, I think, he makes it possible for us to see his work in many, many different layers, because he just set out to make these records ostensibly. But there's something about the way that he did it where, you know, there's so much beautiful detail, but at the same time you can be completely imaginative in the way in which you look at what he was doing. I mean, this show was like, it was on in Paris before it came here, and in the comments book they talked a lot about, a lot of people said it made them feel very nostalgic for old Paris, And yet, neither does Françoise Reynaud, who's the Atjeh specialist, neither of us actually see that there's nostalgia in the work at all. A kind of melancholy somehow. But I think, you know, a lot of people like to think that 100 years on, this has vanished. But, and it was a simpler way of life. So it's very complex, people's reactions to the work.
Judy, a pleasure.
Thank you.
Judy Anir, who's the Senior Curator of Photography at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, and Eugene Atjeh, Old Paris, is on until the 4th of November.